Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Hey everyone. Long time no live. I am not even sure the last time I was live on this page, but I wanted to talk about anti-germ cleaning sprays. This is something that comes up often in our group, Using Essential Oils Safely, especially as we are into a new kind of flu germ cold and flu sort of season with kids going back to school and with the potential for people starting to get sick as the weather gets cooler over here in the US anyway. And just in general, having a cleaning spray that will help with germs that is safe and effective for all ages is hard to find. And that is something that I want to help you with today. So I'm going to actually share my screen with you so that you can see exactly where to find this recipe. And for those of you who are listening to the podcast version of this, I'm going to actually walk you through the recipe also. So if you go to leahjacobson.com/library, this is what you're going to see is a whole list of our resources. Click access now on the Learning Center, which is a free membership. If you aren't already enrolled, you can click. There will be a button here that will say enroll now or I want to join or something. And so click there and you can sign up for the free membership. And this membership is free. All you have to do is enroll, and what this does is it allows you to get in, but it keeps out the social media robots because they don't like some of the terminology that I use. So I've had to safely tuck certain words like this one here or this one over here. And for those of you who are listening to this version, you may want to hop on our YouTube channel and watch the video version or even go to leahjacobson.com/podcast in order to view that as well. So we are going to check out the recipe for cleaning spray. So all you have to do is click on the recipes tab and then click down here, anti-germ cleaning spray recipe. And this, as I mentioned, is going to be safe for all ages. It's safe to use around dogs. As always, essential oils are not safe to use around cats. Let me just zoom in and scroll down so we can take a peek at this recipe. This is appropriate for hard surfaces like your counter, sink, appliances. This is great for mold and mildew issues, doorknobs, and doors, anywhere that germs could potentially be a thing and you want to get rid of them. In a 1 ounce spray bottle, you can add 6 drops of lemon essential oil and 6 drops of tea tree essential oil. Now, it's totally reasonable to want to make more than 1 ounce of this at a time. All of my recipes are made in smaller batches so that you can adjust as needed. So if you have an 8 ounce spray bottle, simply multiply 6 by 8. For the lemon and the tea tree for 48 drops, which is almost a half a teaspoon of essential oil. And then what you want to do, regardless of the size spray bottle that you have, you want to fill the shoulder with hydrogen peroxide. Yes, hydrogen peroxide. This is your 3% strength that you get at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, wherever that you get your hydrogen peroxide. And it is so much more effective at killing germs all by itself. Imagine, combined with the essential oils, how amazing that it is. It's way more effective than vinegar and, of course, water too. So shake, shake, shake before spritzing whatever surface that you need to and wipe dry. So this is one of many recipes that we have inside the Family Safe Essential Oil Recipes Collection, which is dripped out every single week after your initial 30 recipes that you have in your collection. If you simply want the cleaning recipes right away and you don't want to have to wait for it, then all you have to do is go back to our library, leahjacobson.com/library, and then you want to scroll down until you see the All About Cleaning Recipes class. I have a class in here that goes through all of the cleaning recipes, not just the spray. And I go through all of that. I give you all of the safety for all of the recipes in there. And again, they are safe for children to be around. They're safe for dogs to be around. And you can just click not a member and then you can enroll for our All About Cleaning Recipes class. Another way to actually get this and to get it free is with enrollment in our club. This is where every single week I add more classes. Every single week I go live, and I'll be going live on Wednesday to talk about our focus recipes. And so you can dive into our club and get every single recipe right in there as well. So switching back to the cleaning spray recipe, which you can find in our Learning Center, I just wanted to scroll up and show you that there are other free recipes too. So you don't have to buy a class, you don't have to enroll in the club, but you can access the antiviral mask spray recipe. And this is if you choose to wear a mask, if you want to have additional germ killing potentiality, then you can add a drop or two of an essential oil here. So you can access this recipe right inside the Learning Center. I also have a free recipe for antiviral hand sanitizer gel, and also one for a spray version. So again, all of these are accessible for free right inside our Learning Center. If you have any other questions about any of the cleaning recipes that we have, if you are wondering if any of the cleaning recipes that you have seen are safe, just leave a comment, ask a question, and I will let you know. I just want to point out that I have seen several recipes that include a popular blend that is made with essential oils that are potentially carcinogenic or potentially blood thinning. Meaning if you inhale it, it can cause your blood to thin more than you would like. It's out of a healthy bound of range. And also that contain essential oils that are not safe for children under the age of 10. And that would be generally due to the eucalyptus, to the rosemary, and if these anti-germ sort of combinations include clove or cinnamon bark or cinnamon leaf. Two of those are not safe for pregnancy and breastfeeding, and all of them are anticoagulant, which means they have the potential to cause your blood to thin. So be very, very careful with any of the anti-germ type cleaning blends or recipes that you find, because they may not be safe for everyone. Kaylin's here live. Hello. Thanks for joining. If you are here live, please feel free to ask a question. I noticed time wasn't in the safety book. Is there a reason for that? So time is actually not in essential oil profiles. The essential oil profiles are the top 60 essential oils as originally voted several years ago from the members of Using Essential Oils Safely. And we have the safety and the benefits for all of those essential oils listed in the book. The print book is currently out of stock, but you can download the ebook and online versions. As far as time goes, where you can find the safety for that, you will find that in the Essential Oil Safety Files book. And I do have a few print copies left, about less than 10. And you will find lots of different times listed. I'm just going to pull up real quick. I'm going to pull up inside of the library the online version. So again, leahjacobson.com/library. I'm going to click access now on the online version. There's an ebook version as well as I mentioned, the print. So there are several different kinds of time. There is Thymus vulgaris, which is one of the more common ones. And then there are several other chemotypes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, Actually, we have several because when you click, there's actually going to be even more than that. So yeah, I definitely cover thyme in the essential oil safety files. And if you are interested in the free series that we have, 30 days of essential oil safety files, just go to leahjacobson.com. And if you scroll down, you will see a way to access that for free every single day for 30 days. I put a safety file tip in your inbox so that you can learn how to use essential oils safely. So yes, the common thyme, the Thymus vulgaris, it actually has several different chemotypes, is, you know, depending on which chemotype, it's going to be safe for pregnancy and breastfeeding. Some of them are safe for dogs. All of them pretty much have a very low topical max. Blood thinning, some of them have drug interactions, and do not use around your cats. So make sure you are taking a good look at what chemotype of thyme that you are using after you take a look at the botanical name, because that chemotype is going to further describe and explain what the safety is going to be. So awesome question, Kaylin. I'm so glad you were able to join live. I'm going to wrap up this one, but I'll be on in a few minutes to discuss our next topic. See you soon. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oil safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcasts. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book/course, for those resources.